The first night is so exciting because it holds a lot of promise. Despite being exhausted, the families are usually very excited for their futures. A little shy and a little nervous, but they're also excited.
Bags. How many bags do you all have?
Two Burmese families stand alongside the baggage claim as it circles round. They patiently wait for the one bright burlap bag each brought with them from a refugee camp in Thailand, where they've lived for years. In the past 2 days, they've traveled from Bangkok to Tokyo to Los Angeles to Charlotte to Wilmington, and the night isn't over yet. After collecting the only physical remnant of their former lives, they drag the bags through the parking lot on the way to their new apartments set up through Interfaith.
I just want to walk you around the apartment and show you a few things tonight. The expectation that the United States government has for refugees is that within 3 to 6 months, they will be economically self-sufficient. And so it's the responsibility of agencies like ours to help them find employment and be able to get to a position where they're able to support themselves financially.
Just past midnight, Mills and Emu, a Burmese interpreter, lead the family inside their new home. This is the first time the family's experienced doors, locks, running water, and light switches.
See that? Off, on. Okay.
He says in the 2 years since Interfaith opened its doors in Wilmington, the Burmese community continues to grow. Partly, it's because of the language capacity, but it's also because of the ever-growing support network of family and friends already here and the community-mindedness of the culture.
I think one thing that we've noticed with the Burmese community is a great sense of solidarity and support for each other. They are very supportive of not just their immediate families, but the other families who are here as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're very happy you're here.
Thank you. Yes.
Mills points to Anyupa and her family as a great measure of success.
My name is Anyupa. I'm 33 years old. I have 3 children. I live in Wilmington almost 2 years. Yeah, I like Wilmington. It's a beautiful place.
Anyupa resettled in Wilmington with her husband Mola and 3 young boys, Sata Blue, Takapa, and Takata. She works in housekeeping at a hotel in Mayfair, and she recently won a Housekeeper of the Year award. Her story is not uncommon to the hundreds of thousands of refugees who have had to flee Burma.
We have to leave Burma because the Burmese enemy came to my village and they unburned my house. And then we ran to...
To escape the violence, Anyupa's family ran into the forest, where they lived for 3 months. At times, they were separated. They fled across the border to Thailand, where they lived in a refugee camp for 13 years. It's where she got married and where all 3 of her sons were born. She says it was very hard to raise her boys in the refugee camp. Sometimes when they were hungry, she couldn't afford to feed them. When they had food, it wasn't always clean. Her sons were sick all of the time. Here in Wilmington, she says through a translator, everything is so much better.
There are big change. All of their health are like completely changed. They're getting better and they had to go to school. So that is good. If they lived in the camp, they might not know anything. And then they can speak English too.
Today, the 3 boys play in the yard behind their apartment complex. 10-year-old Sata Blue, her oldest, maneuvers some pretty impressive skateboarding tricks. Since settling here, 4 generations of Anyupa's family are now in Wilmington, and they're thriving. At College Park Elementary, Sata Blue and his younger brother Takapa step down off their school bus, arms wrapped tightly around each other. Every morning, Sata Blue walks his brother to his kindergarten class before he gets ready for his own fourth grade day.
My picture is not saving. I tap all this and then it's not saving. I have to do it all over again.
When Sata Blue arrived in Wilmington, he spoke very little English. Within 1 year, Not only did he bring in high test scores, he caught up to his grade reading level. He even placed in the county science fair with a project involving one of his favorite sports, baseball.
My conclusion was the aluminum bat hit the farthest. The wooden bat, if we have a stronger guy, the wooden bat will hit the farthest because they're more stronger.
Nia Jo Farr is Sautau Blue's ESL teacher and has worked with him since he arrived here. She says Sautau Blue is an exceptional case.
Yeah, well, his demeanor was very different from most children from his circumstances. He already had a good knowledge base to work with and just a real strong sense of what he wanted to be and what he wanted to become.
At home, Sautau Blue often translates for his parents, but his family is also very involved in several English classes offered for the Burmese community throughout the week.
This is not a tree. This flower.
The success of Enyapa and her family contributes to new arrivals who are not just putting the traumatic events of their villages behind them, but are acclimating to a new place they can now call home.
We're so proud of the fact that they have come with nothing and they've been able to build a new life of opportunity and freedom, you know, with hope for a bright future, hope for their children to thrive and succeed here, and hopes for their own futures to be bright and full of promise.
Enyapa and her husband have recently started thinking about a college fund for their children. She says she hopes Sautau Blue will become a scientist.
For her kids, she wants them to finish their school so that they can find job, they can live, they can stand by their own feet. That's it. That's all she wants.
Mills says a home has everything to do with family and community. He hopes Interfaith is helping new refugees build homes where their families, like Enyapa's, can feel safe and free with the people they love. Sarah Wood, WHQR News.